everybody. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And where I beat it first. Yay!
Yay! I beat it first. We did it. Cheers.
Yeah, we did it. I don't know if that crack came through. I always forget if the crack actually comes through with NVIDIA broadcast running on my microphone.
Eric, but... your crack always comes through.
Oh, yeah? You want to see it?
Oh, yes. I mean, it is just a normal Monday, so
yeah,
that's what's going to
happen. Standard Monday.
I'm going to give you 2 points for crack. That's going to be good.
Crack is where it's at, dude. I don't care.
Oh, man.
I don't care what Lawrence Taylor said in Waterboy. Crack ain't whack.
Fine. Did you just make a Waterboy quote? Like, are we like, is this 2002 all over again? What the fuck?
Yes. So when we showed Ronan the Waterboy, I had to explain to him why that joke was there and why it was funny. So it was a little weird. I'm not going to lie. It was a little weird having to explain to my son that, they had that in there because that guy actually did crack and a lot of drugs. And he's the reason why, or that's the reason why he said, don't do drugs.
You ever suck dick for weed? Well, no, I can't say I have. This man. Another old great movie.
Dude, Half-Baked everyone needs to see. I'm waiting.
Half-Baked is prime time.
Ronan needs to get just a little bit older, and then he can watch Half-Baked, and it's going to be great.
A little bit older.
Not much. Just
oh, and that line was said by the late Bob Saget. That's sad. Maybe he's sucking dick for crack up in heaven now.
Oh, apparently. Well, you can hear me, Jason.
That's wild.
Weird.
I'm having a conversation by myself.
That's so
weird.
This
is the Jason show now. He's trying to troubleshoot it. You're all going to talk to me now because I've taken it all over. Let's see
here. I'm just going to turn off NVIDIA broadcast.
You needed anything.
Turn it back on.
That's wild. I can't wait. I wish I could watch this live just because I want to see what it was like. Well, I'm just like, the shit that I said without the counterpart was probably the most disjointed bullshit on the planet. Like, holy fuck, I can't even imagine like what that came out. Like, I'm just like all of a sudden talking about dead Bob Saget sucking dick. All right, this is a great show already. Now I can't hear you either, Eric, which is great. Man, can we have like one podcast yet? So far, coming back where we don't have technical issues. That's the problem with going away for a year, everybody, is that everything breaks, everything changes. We all moved. yeah, I am insane. It's okay, though. I'm just going to continue to drink some whiskey. That's the main thing that we do here on I Beat It First, is mostly drink, talk about video game stuff, and have technical problems. And so we're killing it. As far as everyone knows, this is the new norm. So we're doing great. I can't, yes. Hopefully. Wow.
There we go. They can hear me. My audio is not going to be super great, but that's all right. I'll fix it in post, I guess.
Do it live.
We'll do it live. Oh, man. Yeah, we're not redoing that for people on Twitch. Sorry. It is what it is.
You didn't, 2 points for fixing it.
You didn't need to hear insane. It anyways, though.
That's pure insane. Like... whatever.
Sorry, you got some points for carrying the show while I was troubleshooting that.
When it comes to just like talking batshit crazy, I got that.
But this is the new norm because NVIDIA can't fucking get their drivers straight.
I mean, it's like a great analogy for life, I guess, right now. Nothing can be working out the way that we want it to. And you know what? I think that we should just be rolling with the punches on that. And that includes a new Switch console release that is anything but perfect. And I think that we could probably tear into that one today. Like we said, we made big promises that we want to try to keep this podcast now to an hour. You didn't even start a timer. Eric, you didn't start the timer.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, dude. God. What are we, new?
I knew I forgot something. But the timer is new, okay?
Are you even drinking? What are you drinking, Eric, too, while you set up
the
timer?
Why is the timer not working? Oh, that's why.
Oh, God.
There we go. Now it's working. Yeah, we're just going to cut some time off. We'll know where it is.
Who cares? We'll know. We'll know.
We'll know. We'll know.
That's a benefit for you watching us on Twitch. Yeah, every time we stream, we can watch us live and fuck up, like, in person.
Oh,
instead.
My God. Yeah, it's so worth it. Bad. It's not Twitch's fault. It's 100%, like I said, it's NVIDIA's fault, but that's beside the point. Okay, so we put it off for a week. We were supposed to do the podcast last week, but the next day was going to be the Switch 2 stuff, and we're like, well, we might as well go the next week, which we had to because Jason going. We couldn't do any other day that week. But yeah, we are now going to talk about the Switch 2, everybody. Yay.
Yay. I mean, we've been waiting for a long time.
Kind of cool, but I also don't like a lot of the things that are going on with it. But I guess the first thing we'll say is it's going to be out June 5th, everybody. June 5th, worldwide launch of the Nintendo Switch for a whopping $450.
Just the Switch.
Nothing
else.
Joy-Con.
And the Joy-Con, but not even a demo game. Like, nothing you get. Nothing.
Oh, yeah,
there's
they're banking on you having a previous Nintendo Switch that you can then play Nintendo Switch games on your Switch 2, which, by the way, is the dumbest fucking name possible. Like, everyone, the internet dubbed it Switch 2 just because they're like, yeah, it's going to be whatever it is. And then they just name it Switch 2. It is now 100% the most mailed in.
It could have been Switch U.
See, the U actually made a little bit of sense, but not a whole lot when they did the Wii U. But man, the 2 is just dumb. They could have come up with something else. But since it's basically the same console, I guess. But even then, like all the Game Boys, there was never a numbered Game Boy. It always had some moniker after it.
I mean, there's never been a numbered console from Nintendo. I mean, 64. You can say Nintendo 64.
But that was because it was 64-bit. It wasn't the 64th console.
Right. It wasn't the console. Exactly. So, I mean, there's never been a sequelized console, any kind of release from Nintendo. But all I'll say is in Soviet Japan, Nintendo Switch, anything would have been better.
If
agree,
you want a game, it's $500 and you get Mario Kart World. Why is that important to actually buy that version? Because the games are going to be $80 even for first-party games.
Beginning.
At $80.
So, I mean, it's going to creep to 90 and 100 like super fast. Like, shit, we already have games right now that are creeping that level. And like, they'll try to disguise it and be like, ooh, extra bonuses or digital deluxe and stuff like that. I mean, don't get me fucking started on any of the 2K games that have come out in the last year. Look at any 2K, 2.5 or whatever game. I don't care what the fuck it is. Golf, basketball. I don't even know what they're making anymore. They always have like a $130 like premium pro package, and it's just like, hey, you're a fucking idiot with money. It's just like, Jesus, like, this is like pathetic and sad, and it makes me feel sad that people are buying it. I just don't want to play games that much, I guess.
We'll go back to what you asked, because you asked and then we kind of like tangented off. I'm drinking
That's what we're doing.
From Bottle Logic Brewing, the Explorinato. It's a salt and lime pilsner. It does not have a story. It does have a pretty cool label, though.
That's cool. Where's it made?
It is Anaheim, California.
Okay. All right. We need a little bit of a drink break, if I do say so myself, just because we're going to go,
we're going to go
like hate tangent. So bottoms up, buddy. I'm just drinking whiskey. So we're good. We're good with that. And cheers to a Switch launch, I guess.
Cheers to all the Switch news
that we can
didn't
muster.
Want to know.
And why we hate it or something like that. I don't know. I feel I didn't want this to be negative, but it's just so easy to be negative about it because it's just like there's so much here that I am like really wanting to love. Like, I was a late bloomer for Switch. Like, I was just like, what? That seems dumb. I don't want an underpowered machine and blah, 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 blah. When I finally did buy it, obviously it didn't replace my consoles or my PC or anything like that. But when I travel, and I travel quite frequently, like, that thing became my gold. Like, even more so than, like, my Vita, even more so than any of those, like, emulator things, those pocket emulators that you can get all over the place. Switch was just, like, fantastic for me to be able to play Standard Times, all these great games. And I loved it. And I was actually kind of excited for Switch 2. And I was like, yeah, you know what? If it's not, like, insanely expensive and, there's actually a reason and warranted to do it, I'm going to be all over this. And it was just like, I had the lowest bar. I had the lowest bar. It was just like, be cool. It was just like, they're like, Nintendo,
be cool.
Hold my beer. It's be not cool, going to be cool. Just like, fuck. Like, can we just, I don't know. There's just so many things that just felt so greedy for no reason other than greed and time, sign of the times, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, let's go down our list, Eric. I know you cultivated a huge
I'm
list.
All, like, this is all over the place because really the thing, like the presentation was all over the place on things. Like they were going back and forth between a bunch of shit.
It was a weird direct in general. Like just like for being a console release direct, like the amount of time that they spent like really getting into the console, I felt was lacking. Like it was just like, why are we like, yes, thank you for showing off some cool demos and like Silk Song, all that cool stuff that I'm like, hey, this is exciting. But it's just like, that's not what I'm here for this thing for. I'm here to see more about the Switch 2, and you've not really given me that too much. I don't know. Maybe I have to buy a better Switch Nintendo Direct experience to be able to experience it the way that it should be.
Yes. All right. So it's going to be a 7.9-inch screen, 1080p. I owe Jason a beer because it's an HDR LCD instead of an AMOLED. The reasoning is it's 120 hertz LCD panel. They say that it can do HDR, which the AMOLED version, I didn't really ever like think about it. Didn't have HDR. But the thing is, they're like, yeah, this one has HDR. I'm like, but you could have had HDR on the AMOLED. That was a software and a hardware limitation on your end to have it. So you're using this like limitation that you had on this old ass console as an excuse as to why. It's dumb as fuck. And I think that it's ridiculous. The ability to be 120 hertz and be 1080p, that is a leg up on every video game, like PC, handheld PC, like set that's out there, which is good. I mean, it's going to differentiate it. The only issue really for Nintendo is that in probably 7 months, there's going to be a version that comes out. One of them, probably from Valve, will be a 1080p AMOLED.
You can buy dollar games on Steam. So it's kind of like a interesting thing that they're getting themselves into. Because like I never... like
they're not
this
really
point,
getting themselves into it, though. They were already in it. Steam and brought themselves in.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is like, I never really wanted a Steam Deck. You know, the idea of, again, of having... it's chonky to me.
Yeah, they're super
and
chonky.
The aspect of how to manipulate and go through it all. Like I said, for me, it's like the reason why I like my Switch is I can literally grab it off of my table, throw it in my backpack, like literally just like throw it in, step on it, don't care, get on the plane, pull it out, and it's just like I'm done. I don't have to do nothing. Like there's no setup, no nothing. You know, the I know that I'm probably like stepping on a lot of people's things, being like there's not that much to do whenever you're wanting to play on the Steam Deck, but it's just like, but it's a little bit more. Like
you do have
this,
to boot
like,
it
I,
up because
you have to boot it up. Like there's things to it. Like I know I'm being picky. I know I'm being like a little bitch here, but the whole point of what I'm using this thing for is not for key entertainment. The thing I'm using this for is just like, I don't want to hear baby scream. I don't want to talk to you crazy lady sitting next to me on the airplane. I just want to play my game. I want to farm. I want to kill shit. And I want to make you look at me like I'm crazy because I look like a fat 4-year-old who's playing just nonstop these little kitty games. Yes, I am playing Animal Crossing for the 900th hour. Stop talking to me. I'm going to talk to this rabbit.
Oh, man. All right. It supports HD surround. Going to have 256 gigs of storage inside. It's faster storage than what they had, which it better be because there's been huge jumps in bus speeds and everything since the Switch came out. And the cartridges are also faster. Again, same thing. It will require getting new SD cards because you can't use the old ones that you had for the Nintendo Switch. You have to use the fast versions of them. Just like a new standard set for it.
I mean, at least internal storage is a lot bigger. It's 250 now, right?
Yeah, 256.
Instead of like the 30 or whatever it was. Yeah. So, I mean, even if you
who knows how big these games are going to be, though.
Yeah, but if you're talking about like, because apparently your biggest selling point right now is that like you can play your Switch 1 games mostly. Like, so even if you have a pretty big library on your Switch. Me, I don't have an extra memory card because I was just like, I'm just gonna fucking download whatever I want to play when I want to play it. Like being able to just bring that over won't be a big problem, but not everything will transfer over. Now, will it?
No, 120 Nintendo Switch games will not be available for backwards compatibility at launch. They say at launch because it's there can always be software fixes and things like that that can make things adjust and thing. And I bet a lot of it has to do with resolution. The ability to do a higher resolution in handheld, and they like hard coded some stuff in for it that it only does 720p in handheld mode, and you've got to fix things like that. So there's probably going to be less than that when it drops out, but still, like that's a lot of games.
There's a crap ton of shovelware on the Switch as well. So I mean, it's just like they're not going to be supported. So like, why would they need to? I mean, I'd be very sad if I can't play my, oh fuck, I can't remember the name of the game. The stripper pinball. Like, God damn, what was it called?
Well, it wasn't strippers.
No, it wasn't strippers, but it was.
Oh shit. Because we've covered the series multiple times, and oh my god,
it was gonna be such a good joke. It was gonna be such a good joke, and I can't remember the goddamn game. Oh,
well, because it was
man.
The same series that did the water gun battle things.
Yes.
Then the dev or the guy for marketing that was there at E3 leaned into Rory's ear and was like, "Do it.
Now's your chance.
Now's your shot.
Do what now?
Do what? Hit the button and it straight up." Water blast in the coochie.
Sakura.
I don't think it's Sakura.
It's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. You look it up real quick while we continue on. The other thing about what makes it better than the PCs is that it's the same thickness as a standard Nintendo Switch now. So you're not getting any thicker, which is good. So, yay. Only one of the Joy-Con appears to have that weird port that everybody's talking about. It's like, that's going to snap off because it probably is going to snap off.
Senran Kagura.
Oh. Peach Beach Blast was the one with the water guns. Now I remember
And Peach Ball was pinball.
Yeah,
that was
Peach Ball.
That was just ridiculous. And if that's not upscaled, then we riot. That's all I'm saying.
They will have a system transfer for going from your Switch 1 to your Switch 2 so you can transfer its stuff over instead of having to re-download it. I'm pretty certain that it's going to be just as fast as re-downloading it, so who knows? But at least then it'll be a nice, easy way to get, like, save data, which is cool. They are going to have a new Pro Controller, specifically so that it has extra buttons on the back, a headset jack, which is actually something that the original Pro Controller really, and a group chat function.
Yay.
It looks an awful lot like Discord, but I'm being told it's not Discord. And here's the best part, everybody. You get to share your screen live with all your friends. That's right. Screen looking is back, and you're doing it to yourself. Because all they showed was Mario Kart. Like, everyone's just playing Mario Kart World on it. And I'm like, man, you have to yell at people when you're playing Mario Kart together of, like, no screen looking, you assholes. Like, why would you purposely add that back in now that, like, you can? It's just bullshit.
I don't know. There's an element to that. Now, if they bring back GoldenEye onto this for some reason, then that would be the bigger screen looking. I'll yell more about that game than
GoldenEye
definitely
was. Yeah, you can't do that. Also game sharing, just like on the DS, is back, where you can not only share the game with one friend, you can share it with all the friends that are in an area. So if you all get together, you can do the ad hoc thing and you can actually share the game with everybody that's in there without having to do anything crazy, which is good. There was game sharing on the Switch, but it was really limited.
So you just need to buy one Switch in Mario Kart World or whatever. Then everyone else can just buy the Switch, and then you can all play the one game together.
But you got to be together.
That's probably going to be... Yeah, but you got to... Well, I mean, it's like most of the fun of Mario... most of the fun of any of these multiplayer games on Nintendo, in my opinion, are only fun localized. Like... Super Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Mario Party. Wouldn't really want to play any of those online. All of them, but I don't think they're as fun.
They're fun as long as you're in like a Discord call.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Can yell at each other. That's the only that's the only way that they're fun. Because I remember during COVID, I played a lot of Mario Party with people through Discord calls, and that made it fun. People were a lot more mean to each other than they normally are when you play Mario
Party. Oh, hell yeah.
But that's,
I mean,
just
you think that getting
online.
Called racial slurs in Call of Duty is going to be bad. Just wait until you get hit with a blue shell. Man, words are going to fly, man.
Well, and I wasn't even playing against people that I didn't know. I was playing against friends, and I'm like, oh, you guys are being vicious.
That makes it even more fun, then.
You can be nice. Like, do I need to bring my son in here, and he can show you how to be nice while you play Mario Party?
Let me teach your son how to cry.
Switch 1 games are also, like, some of them are getting a Switch 2 upgrade, which is similar to, like, going from a PS4 to a PS5. Some might make it free. Nintendo is putting a firm stance down that it looks like every first-party game that they do that for is going to require a paid upgrade, which is about $10.
That's what it looks like.
About $10 from what we can see. Like, they said that the Breath of the Wild version and Tears of the Kingdom are $10. But who knows with, like, the Mario World stuff and everything like that, the Bowser's Fury and all those things, because they added features into it, like a lot of features in, so that it works even better with the console. So who knows if they're going to charge $15 or $20, which would be stupid.
Wow. Knowing Nintendo, they'll be like, nah, man, we're going to release a brand new game. This one's called Wario World 2 because it's the Switch 2 now and it's different game. There's a yellow guy and he's, you mean Wario? No. This is Steven. And
Steven.
It's me, Steven.
Stevenson.
Oh my god.
All right. The upgrades are fixing the frame rates, especially on Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, which they better have, and they're fixing resolutions.
Holy fuck.
This is a much more powerful, like, console than what they had previously, so they better not be pushing the edge of how much power is needed for it just for those upgraded games. I'm just saying. Because they were pushing the edge of the console's power at launch with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, I mean, Breath of the Wild, yeah, like you just said, at launch, it was already over, like, what that console could really actually do. Mm-hmm. And you could tell. And if they only charge $10 to upgrade from that, I'll be amazed. What's going to be more bullshit, in my opinion, though, still, is that even with them being like, hey, we're going to re-release it with, you know, the console as well, so you can buy just the Switch 2 version, it's going to be full priced. Like, it's not going to be, up $10 for an upgrade, or $30 for a brand new, you know, Switch 2 version. Nope, motherfucker. Nope. It's going to be, what, $70, $80 as well? And never go on discount and never be on sale. That's one of the other things. I'm just like, not only are you not getting us a whole lot here, you're going to charge us a lot more for it. And really, you've only shown off one real game, which Mario Kart, yes, is one of the best. But we've had the same Mario Kart since the Wii U. So now we're getting this new console, which I'm akinning the Switch U, is going to be another Mario Kart. So this one's going to be another 10 years, most likely. Probably. And it's just coming from a flop of a console. I don't know. I'm not to say a flop of a console.
It's not going
to
be a flop by any means.
It's not going to be a flop, but I'm sad. I'm just sad.
Okay, so let's go to the Mario Kart world for it. This is basically Forza for Mario Kart. Like, as I'm watching it, it's like, this is just Forza. Like, that's it.
Fine. Forza
not,
is
not
fun.
Forza Horizons. Sorry. You gotta add
Forza
that
Horizon,
part.
Yeah.
Forza Horizons. And then I had to explain to Ronan what Forza Horizons was, because he hasn't played it before.
I mean, and that's fine. I mean, Forza Horizons. Forza Horizon is actually fun. You know, I'm not a huge race person in general, and I really enjoyed Forza when it came out, especially since it was free on Game Pass. I'm not even gonna go into that, but so having a Mario Kart version of that sounds interesting and fun. I mean, the more ways that I can hear Toad scream somewhere else sounds great.
I just want to know, and they didn't talk anything about it, and I think they may have done a direct and I didn't watch it because I had almost no interest in it. I wonder if it's an always-on game, though. Like, Horizon is an always-online game. So you were playing against people in other races if you went to just like standard race. Like you were playing against other people who were playing Horizon, or there were people playing Horizon that were just showing up in your world and driving around.
I imagine will be, but you can probably have traditional races and circuits like all over the place, and yeah, that you can just start from the menu, because you can't like, whole big part of Mario Kart is the tournament circuit, like professional playing. If you take that away, then it's just going to be like, there goes like a big chunk of your fan base.
Yeah.
So you got to have a way to be like, hey, we're setting up localized, like this is all, you know, custom matches, whatever that you want. And so I imagine that there's going to be a way to be able to.
And that's what I was wondering when they were showing it off, because of the fact of like, they just showed like, oh yeah, and then, you know, if you're racing and you can now just drive off the world and go and explore instead. And I'm like, well, one, your friends would be real pissed off at you. And two, you just do that anytime, and like, how much of a pain in the ass is this gonna be? So I don't know, we'll have to wait and see on. They did announce a shit ton of games that are coming to the Switch 2 with optimized for Switch 2, including Elden Ring, Hades 2, Street Fighter 6, all the EA Sports games, which of course EA was just pissed off that the Switch couldn't handle it, so they couldn't make any of that sweet Switch money. Tony Hawk, Hitman, a new Bond game is in the works, which it better be like a GoldenEye game. Like, that would be dope as hell. Yakuza, Deltarune, Borderlands 4, Civ 7, all the 2K sports games, fuck 2K, Cyberpunk, Star Wars Outlaws, Final Fantasy Intergrade. The best part about that is it's Intergrade, not Rebirth.
Like, not Rebirth.
They're talking about the older version of the game.
Well, because it was a PS4 title, so they can easily like kind of work on that one, because this is very close. It's still not surpassing, but it's still very close to it. Or is it surpassed a PS4 now? I don't remember. I think it's still like right there. I believe that
it's
like,
it might be on par with a PS4 Pro. They didn't actually give a comparison of how strong it is. And I don't have a company that is working with Nintendo regularly for me to be able to know that information and just straight up ask it. But I'm assuming that it's about as powerful as a PS4 Pro.
Looking at the game lineup that you just rambled through, you can kind of take that into context of being like, hey, you know what? You're at least able to pull Elden Ring, Cyberpunk, you know, some other stuff. Will it run like dog shit? Maybe, but you know what? They're going to be there. You know, Witcher looked great and was playable on the Switch. It was nowhere near a fun experience, but you could do it.
I'm assuming that it's going to be a lot better since the console actually can do 4K. You can do 4K 60 frames per second. That's good on Nintendo to be able to do that. So obviously it should be better. Yeah, heavy on the should. Heavy air quotes on that. And now the people watching on Twitch are trying to figure out if Jason's actually saying anything or if he's pantomiming everything.
Of course.
I found it funny because I sat there and I'm like, wait, is it not picking up? And then I heard like a little. I'm like, oh no, he totally is. There's going to be a new Hyrule Warriors game from Tecmo. That game is going to straight lead up into Tears of the Kingdom. That's where it fits in.
Tars.
Canonically. Tars of the Kingdom.
Tars.
Let's see here. The Switch Online expansion pass will now include GameCube games, which is
dope.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it should have been included. I mean, you gave us, you know, Super Nintendo, Nintendo, without the online pass. You know, you could have just been like, hey, you could even locked it to. I mean, they did lock it to Switch 2. Mm-hmm. So even if you have the online thing, you can't play GameCube games on your Switch, which kind of makes sense, but
does
you
it?
And I mean, kind of only because
the Switch
like
is
I'm
way
sure
more powerful
whatever they,
than a GameCube though.
For sure, but emulation with GameCube and Nintendo 64 are some of the hardest emulators to pull, and it's just because processors aren't set up the same way, yada yada yada. It's a lot of the same excuses that they give for PS3 games really being
but
really
they
hard
can
to
emulate 64 games perfectly.
They can, but they're the hardest ones. And if you're going to run into errors, you're going to run into problems, it's most likely going to be a 64 game. I've played Diddy Kong Racing way too much with so many problems because of this. So it's in Nintendo being the perfectionists that they are, they're not going to be like, hey, yeah, here's an emulation is what it is, but you know, it's going to have graphical errors and run like dog shit sometimes, or may just crash. They're not going to do that. So, I mean, hate on them all you want, or as much as it sounds like we're hating on them, I have at least a respect for them to not release a shoddy system. They're just going to be greedy about it and charge you more. Yeah. And that's the whole thing here.
Another game that's coming out, it's a new From Software game. It's a whole new IP, everything. But I think From Software forgot that they already made Bloodborne, because this is online multiplayer Bloodborne.
That would have been the biggest middle finger ever, to be like, Bloodborne 2, motherfucker, only on the Switch 2, and everyone would have been like, fucking hell, because all of we've been
so
doing,
pissed off at asking, Sony too.
Oh yeah, because that's all they've been doing is asking them to be like, Sony, give us Bloodborne 2, just give it, or remake it. Like, there's so many people that love Bloodborne so fucking much that are just like, just give me whatever you can of Bloodborne. People are still playing it. You can still go on there and see that, hey, yeah, there's still people playing it right now. I didn't like Bloodborne as much as the other From Software games, but I get it. And, you know, these things are like a cult, and it's like free money. It's the whole thing with, like, Nintendo not releasing Super Mario RPG forever. And then I bought 100 copies of it. So it's like, hey, free money, guys. I'm telling you.
Sakurai, everybody should know, is like the brains behind Smash Brothers, is making a Kirby Air Riders game. And if I remember right, they said that it was going to be out this year. I think October. I could be wrong on that. And there's a new Donkey Kong game that looks just like a Mario game with punching.
Okay. I mean, they just redid, the best thing they did was redoing Donkey Kong Country. I think redoing a lot of those was super fun and awesome. I would be very interested in seeing that being upscaled to 4K. I think that'd be really cool. The Donkey Kong versus Mario or whatever that just came out was basically a cell phone game, and that was really disappointing. And then this one that's coming out, I'm a little bit happier for, just because I'm just like, I want a full scale Donkey Kong game again that's new and fun and different. Like, Freeze was okay, but it was Donkey Kong Country, so we've played that before. So if you give me a new IP with Donkey Kong, I'm down.
All right. So there is a cool, I can't even for a punchline on this. There's a game that's coming out that gives you a tour of the Switch 2. And you can walk around and it explains all the tech behind it. And you got a little avatar that runs around in there. And you're going to have to fucking pay for it. I want to know how many people actually buy this game.
I'm sure it's unfortunately going to be a lot. Because you're going to be the mom. Yeah. There being like, okay, Timmy's birthday's tomorrow. I have the Switch. Got it. I have, oh God.
You're super potato, but it's fine. You're actually coming in now. You actually stopped for a second.
Yeah, I did. I saw that. Wow. Tech issues on I Beat It First is the best. Anyway, my rant was that you're going to have the mom being like, hey, I'm going to buy Timmy the new Switch. The $500 bundle is going to be sold out everywhere, so all you can buy is the $450. And you're like, well, I got to get a game. And you're going to sit there and look at the three games available and be like, what the fuck? Oh, this one's $30.
Yeah, God. And like, how pissed off would you be? I would be so annoyed. And obviously, I was a good kid, though, so I wouldn't have said this to my mom. But I would have been like, what the fuck? You buy me a Switch too, and then the game that you buy for me is a fucking walking tour. It doesn't even look like it's actually fun. Like, there's no games that go into it. It literally just explains the tech.
Yeah, they didn't really go into too much detail on that. But I hope it's just a walking PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would just be like icing on the cake of being like, thank you for your money. Like, at the end, it just plays the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Like, you gave us your money. It's our money now. Fuck you. Like, that'd just be like, I would love to see that. I'd be like, good job. I'm going to buy two now. Like, that sounds great.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's the Switch 2, everybody. That's all the info that we got on it right now. Because honestly, they're supposedly releasing new info and doing everything after watching that fucking stinker of a presentation. I kind of lost interest in looking up more info on the Switch 2.
I mean, there's been so many different things. I mean, we talked briefly before the podcast started about how, like, there's a Japan-only version that doesn't have any kind of...
Oh, yeah, we didn't hit on that one.
Regional.
We went on doesn't a whole have any rant regional. About the pricing.
Yeah, I mean, so it doesn't have any regional things, so, and that's cheaper in Japan, which, you know what, I'm kind of okay with them doing that. It's just like, hey, you know, we're trying to get you back into doing this, because... please buy our console. It's a little bit cheaper here than having to send it off there. You can say tariffs or anything like that if you want, but whatever, it doesn't really matter. That was
just... Oh, no, they've specifically said that the pricing is not because of tariffs.
Right.
And that they haven't had pre-sales go up yet because they were unsure on the impact of the tariffs on the pricing. So it could be
higher. We're delayed. That's right, yeah. Because I believe this was supposed to all start up and coming out in May, because the Vatican said, you know, a couple months ago, I called that. anyway, I found a nice article that really made me chuckle. And it says, Nintendo Switch 2 now 1,000 coins in Mushroom Kingdom after tariffs by Lord Bowser. And I was just like, that's actually kind of fun.
That's a good headline. I like that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the regional locked thing, do you know why? I honestly don't care about playing a Japanese-only version of a game anymore. I'll take a English region-locked version of it for $360.
Yeah, so many publishers just automatically put, like, English subtitles or English whatever in their games. So, okay.
You just can't read the menus.
Give me one more reason to go to Japan. Like, it's just like, oh no. Like, you can learn pretty quickly.
Well, you can learn how to, like, the best part is it's like you can learn how to, like, speak it and listen to people fairly easy. The katakana is a whole other thing. That's a whole other portion of Duolingo that you're like, fuck.
Duolingo is worthless, in my opinion, for any kind of language learning.
No, I just use it for math to keep my brain going.
I love that. You said that before. Every time you bring this up that Duolingo does math, I'm just like, I gotta go check that out.
Well, and
I think
Ronan's that would been be... doing the piano on it.
They have a piano on Duolingo?
Yeah, they
Duolingo
added the math.
Well?
They added math and music at the same time.
Holy shit, this podcast is sponsored by Duolingo. Download now. No, we're not. We're not at
Give
all.
Give me more free super Duolingo.
I know, right? That's actually kind of cool. I'm actually intrigued by that. I always regretted not learning piano. And so that would be kind of cool. Anyway.
Yeah, you only have like a small section of it. But what's a piano but one section repeated multiple times across the keyboard?
Right. I mean, have you seen that thing where you can, it's like, it is a long screen and you can like learn how to play piano. That looks dope. I'm like Guitar Hero with piano. Sign me up. That would be amazing.
I honestly just heard a piano sound.
I think that was my...
Oh. Because it did it when you were doing it. It's like... Did I say? And I'm like, what the fuck?
I can't believe that it picked that up. Because, yeah, I was like doing it right here and my watch was just like, good job, you're active. And so
that was that. Because you're laughing too much. You're active you're laughing too much. Oh man.
No, but what I was going to say is that some other thing that I found that I wasn't actually even sure if it was real, but as I'm searching for it right now, it looks like it is. There's the Nintendo Switch USB camera.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, they announced the camera. I didn't care too much.
So I was like, okay, like that's kind of cool. What is really cool is the Piranha Plant one.
That's fake.
That's fake? Okay, that's not real.
Chris shared that in the Tired Ass Memes channel on our Discord. Okay. And I was like, this is what it should have looked like. Instead, it looks like one of the two webcams that I have above my computer.
It looks like it was made by Logitech.
Yeah, it looks like a business thing. It should have been a pipe with a piranha plant coming out, and the piranha plant is the fucking camera. The major dropped ball. Yeah, it does green screening with the camera when you're sharing stuff. The big thing is that I found funny is they showed the camera up by the TV and the person's sitting way back on the couch, and then they green screened
Zoom.
It and they're like me in this camera right now, which I am way closer to this camera than the couch.
Got a good zoom, man. So good. It's obvious.
It's not going to have zoom, though.
They didn't show you the side of this camera, and it's like this thick. So it's got like giant optics in that thing to be able to zoom in on you. It's set up. It's Nintendo, you know. It's good.
Set up. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's Nintendo. They can't do it. They can't do any wrong. No, no.
Yeah, of course. No, no. Switch U coming out.
All right, we're moving on from the Switch 2 because it's honestly just been like a hate fest for over 30 minutes.
But I don't wanna.
I had high hopes.
We should.
I had high hopes for the Switch 2. I had high hopes that it was going to have a different name, and none of that came. $450, fucking lot. That is how much I paid, Ronan paid, and I gave him $50 extra for his PS5. I gave him that $50 extra because they were running a special on the disc version of the PS5. And if you're not buying a discless, you're buying it.
I mean, I can see $400 just because, you know, them's the times. But what gets me more is the software. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I you can have your console be a little bit of a loss leader. That's, you know, Sony's done for a long time. But when you start being like, hey, this like is going to be $100, it gives you pause to everything that you do. And, you know, like you can say, like, well, other games are coming out with it. And, you know, like I know Grand Theft Auto is watching with bated breath being like, hey, let's see how successful this crap gets released for, because we're just going to keep turning that knob up and up and up for, you know, the Grand Theft Auto 6. But, there is an argument for like, well, Jason, these things are giving you like hundreds of hours of entertainment. Like if you break it down in movies, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like 100%, 100%, 100%.
Gotcha.
But, you know, like it's 1000% the discretionary fund of this stuff. And this is a day and age where discretionary fund is not $100. And it becomes a conversation you have to have. Like you have to make financial plans to buy a game or entertainment, mm-hmm. then it's not entertainment anymore. And that's where I was just like, I don't know.
You can no longer buy a game with a $50 gift card.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, back in the 90s, you know, games were $70, you know, and stuff like that. And then they dropped down because the economy got better and whatnot. And media got cheaper to produce. So that was all great. But now it's like, now there's no media because it's all becoming very digital.
Yeah.
And it, like, the production is a whole lot more. So I understand a lot of this. But like I said, there's a place you have to balance this out at, guys. Like, if the local kid can't just go, like, dear God, maybe I'm so out of touch. I don't think anyone's giving their kid $100 for, like, Christmas or anything like that. And if a kid has to save up for, like, everything to buy one game and it's just going to be whatever, that sucks. Ronan, that's sad.
Somehow, and I forget who it came from, someone gave him a $100 gift card, like, PlayStation gift card. And I'm like, why? Like, $50 is the going, like, amount now. Like, we found that out. Once we started doing birthday parties, like after COVID, $50 is the amount. Like that's what everybody gives for gift cards. I was like, why $100? Jesus Christ, that's a lot of fucking money to give to him. In this case, he was turning 12.
He's gonna game now.
Yeah,
he's gonna game.
But he, you know, you want to know where that $100 gift card is?
Not used.
Sitting downstairs in the basket. With a bunch of other gift cards that he just hasn't used because he doesn't know what he wants to spend it on.
He's getting that $1 a month fee going down real fun.
He's 100% my son when it comes to that. So indecisive. Like, well, I could buy that, but then, you know, I could wait and then I can, you know, but then I'm not going to get the game and be able to hit it this time. But I can play it later for cheaper, or I can wait and I can buy it. I can buy it used from GameStop. Maybe that'll do it. We make jokes in our group about Jason being like the cheap one, and I'm pretty fucking cheap, but it's not, it is not because I'm cheap. It's because I can't get out of my fucking head when it comes to spending money. I look at it and I'm like, I can't tell myself that spending that amount of money. I'm like, you know, I can't convince myself. There's no fucking way I'm going to convince the wife why I spent that money. And it's not I have to ask her for permission, but I have to then be able to tell her why I got it and give her a convincing argument. If it's a good chunk of money, and if I can't come up with a convincing argument, she's going to look at me and be like, really? It was shiny.
100%. 100%. I mean, and that goes right back into what I was saying. Like, so that level of insanity that you and I both like have, like I'm cheap as fuck. You can't get out of your head. And it's just like, now you're looking at the down the barrel of a gun of $100 price tag. And it's just like, nah. And you just hit another thing. Like, just like, well, maybe I'll wait for go on sale. Nintendo doesn't
do sales. Yeah, Nintendo never goes on sale.
So it's just like, fuck. Like, I guess, do I really want this game?
Well, and sometimes you can get cartridges really on sale because GameStop and a lot of people will run like sales outside of it.
Yeah.
But you are never going to get a digital version of a game from Nintendo on sale. It's so much that when they actually finally do a sale, it's a huge joke on the internet about like, okay, here's your one time to get this game at 5% off.
Well, I mean, like they'll do things sometimes, like, let's be fair. They'll do pretty deep discounts, but it's not deep enough that we were thinking about, like, what was it over Black Friday just this last time? Like, Mario Odyssey was like $29, which was like the cheapest it's ever been. But that was a launch title, yeah. Man. Like, that game's like almost 10 years old. It's just like,
well, it wasn't
get out of town.
Title, but it was pretty close. It was really close.
Yeah.
I only know that because we ran a completely separate campaign for Mario Odyssey. <That's great. laughs> So I remember that. I'm like, we had a whole separate campaign. The trucks were red, but I think that it was the next one. I think we went.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
I think we went from the Switch and the 1-2 Switch game, which is probably way more fun than this fucking walking tour that they've got for you.
PowerPoint.
And it was just just a tech demo for it with some gaming stuff. And then, so it's like why? I don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Odyssey was next. So it was a summer. And I totally didn't train a thought mid.
You're good, man.
I was telling Jason before this podcast started, like, I'm really fucking tired. My Fitbit said that my readiness score for today was 15 out of 100. I have slept shit for the last 3 days. Yesterday it was 25. Today it's 15.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. All right. Well, why don't you pick one or two more things? Because we're getting to that point. We should be thinking about
some of these
it.
We're going to be able to just like hammer out. Sony's preservation team has been backing up everything. They announced this, I think it was back in 2022, that they made a preservation team. But they've now switched to doing complete builds of PS5 games. Well, they have 650 terabytes of data. And the oldest game, or the oldest like date stamp on the files, is Ark the Lad from 1994.
Aww.
Which is a great series. Ark the Lad games were
fun. Ark the Lad was great.
Like, they were great. Should find them and play them. Those are great games.
They're in my trunk. I got them.
This one, it does not require any actual conversation for it, but I just want to be able to say it because fuck this shit. Musk sold X to XAI for $33 billion, and he gets to write off $11 billion in debt that they took over. So they bought the debt, and now he gets to write that off on his taxes because fuck billionaires. That's why.
And then next year he'll sell XAI to
another subsidiary. It's going to go
Musk
Tesla.
Inc. His perfume line that's coming out.
Oh God. The Musk of Musk.
Smell like a billionaire.
So it smells like ketamine and Red Bull.
And I guess I smell like a billionaire.
All right. I'm saying this one just because. Like, I was shocked that I saw it, and it's awesome. There is a Madoka Magica game on mobile right now. Vuela Madoka Magica on mobile, and they're making a PC version for it that's going to be on Steam. It is a free-to-play game. It is a gacha game, but God damn it, you get to relive all of the horror of Madoka Magica on your phone or on your PC soon.
So sad.
Oh man. Additional funny thing that popped up in the news feeds during an interview, because it's the 25th anniversary of God of War, or the 20th anniversary. 20? I don't know. It's an anniversary. God of War on PSP only had seamless loading because they had the Jak and Daxter trailer video running in the background at all times.
That's right. I remember reading about that before.
So they just had a video playing in the background the entire time because they couldn't figure out how to get the code to work to have it like constantly be doing and to make the disc reading continual. So they just had the video running so it was constantly accessing the disc and shit. I think it's great.
That is great. That reminds me of the train hat for Half-Life 2, where they couldn't figure out how to get the train to move along like properly, so they just put it on top of a guy and put the guy underground. Yeah. And had him, so it's the train you're on is literally just some guy's head. Like, it's amazing.
PCI Express 7 is in final draft, everybody, and we don't even really use PCI Express 5. Like, they say that the new GPUs from NVIDIA use PCI Express 5. They're really not. They're not using even the 59. So the Nintendo PAL World lawsuit is going real strange. The U.S. Patent Office rejected 22 of the 23 patents that Nintendo was pushing for against PAL World, and is only keeping the 23rd if Nintendo agrees to remove the 22 patents from their lawsuit. Otherwise, they'll reject that one too.
Okay.
Fucking weird. Like, PAL World, like Pocket PAL or Pocket Pair may win this case. Like, it may not even go to court. Who knows?
I mean, good.
Optical media discs are rotting, something that I completely forgot was a thing until this started popping up. That some DVDs from Warner Brothers were a bad batch, and there's like a series of DVDs from like a couple of years that are rotting faster than everything else, and Warner Brothers is replacing those DVDs. But all your optical discs rot, and there's going to be a point where you don't own anything.
I mean, everything physical, sorry, will rot. There's going to be a point where everything anywhere will disappear.
It's just one of those things of like, it's metal. You don't really think about like that rotting. It's really weird.
I bet you those Warner Brothers ones were all those DVDs and those shitty ass cardboard cases.
Oh, I bet you they were.
Remember those?
I bet.
Holy fuck. I was just like, whenever I was like, I'm excited to buy a new DVD. Yes, when you used to buy DVDs. And I'd pick one of those up and it was in that like, flimsy ass cardboard thing. I was like, nah.
It's just got like this little plastic tab everything in. Like, just fuck that shit.
Garbage.
Unless you were paying $5 for it, or $2.
Even still.
Like, if you were getting it from $2. One of those $2 things, and the movie's been out for a really long time, you're just like, okay, I'll take that.
It's in some bin in Blockbuster.
In a box, I think we have a Lethal Weapon copy that's in one of those.
I think mine's Matrix Revolutions or whatever.
Matrix Reloaded, and I think that I've got one in there too.
Yay.
All right, two more. And then we'll be perfectly fine. It'll be good. Western Digital has handed over its solid state operations to SanDisk. All lineups are transitioning to SanDisk, like Western Digital Black might be rebranded to D-Black instead of DWD Black. So it's real weird. Like, they're apparently going to focus on hard disk drives for AI.
Okay. But I don't understand how those aren't used for AI.
Because you can't get nearly as much storage capacity. Like, what's...
But you will.
You will, but you can't now. And AI needs it now. Okay. Hang on. Because the largest hard disk drive just came out. And it is Seagate has a 60 terabyte model, 3.5 inch.
I mean, that's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah. There's going to be the new technology, the HAMR, that is supposed to be able to get like 100 petabytes worth.
I was going to say, the
physical medium.
I know we already had, one petabyte that was released. I don't think it ever went commercial.
No,
but
market for it, but yeah. And while we were gone, the scalpers ruined the 9070 line because fuck you.
Well, I mean, that's just how it's going to be now already. I saw a article of some kid had already started waiting in line for the fucking Switch 2 just because he knows it's going to be a big problem. And it was like, it's like 2 months, dude. And he was like, I mean, shit, nobody has jobs. Nobody needs anything anymore. It's just because economy's crashing. I mean, you can probably sit in line, get a Switch 2 and fund your life for another year or five.
I don't stand in line for anything unless it's like a short line or like something like that. I'm in a restaurant and I'm waiting for my turn to order person. The only time that I have waited in a Black Friday line was because there was a gaming chair that GameStop had, and I really wanted to make sure that I got it for Ronan because I would love it. So I went after he went to bed on Thanksgiving. I went at like 10 o'clock and I waited outside.
It
was good that they did because they only had two of the chairs.
So I'm gonna go down two different lines with you. Huh? Get it?
Nah.
I miss waiting in line for games. Like, the Halo 2 launch was one of the best days.
Wait in line for some games. Yeah.
I remember waiting in line for the PS4. I remember like that was like phenomenal for me. That was like almost 2 full days, and I loved.
Yeah, Jason waited in line, and I just ordered mine online, and it came like the next day.
Hey,
it shipped the day before everybody could buy them, and it came to my house the next day. But you know what? I still went down to Chandler and fucking stayed up all night playing PS4 with Jason.
I loved it. I fucking loved it. So I enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun. And those are good memories for me. Where I do agree with you 1,000% is what boggles my mind more than anything else on this planet. So when you drive around or whatever and stuff like that, and there is a line that is easily an hour, maybe a half hour, let's just call it even, like whatever, for Dutch Brothers or Chick-fil-A. It's just like, there is nothing. There's absolutely zero that these people have on their menu that would make me be like, this is a great decision for my life.
I can't
fathom that part. I must be missing something. Maybe I don't have, maybe it's just like the good dopamine that they're getting from these things. I have no idea, but I've never had anything from Dutch Brothers or anything from Chick-fil-A and been like, holy fuck, I need to have this now. It's going to be Sunday in 20 minutes. I need to fucking go to Chick-fil-A and get like the best, like nothing. There's been nothing so good.
I'll sit in a Chick-fil-A line, but that's only because the reason why the line is so fucking busy is because I'm going there on a lunch hour. Like I've sat in lines where you're like, that's just how it is at lunch in like Scottsdale and Phoenix and whatnot. It's like, you just have to go. But I would never sit there and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking go there and get it because I need to get it. It's like, I'm going there because I need lunch. And this is, I'll just listen to something while I'm waiting in line for it.
So I'm not trying to compare tacos to sandwiches, but I'm about to. I've never seen a line around like anything for a Taco Bell.
No, because they're fast. They're fast as fuck,
and
boy.
I get it. They're making fresh, you know, meals and stuff like that at Chick-fil-A. I get it. They make
your food fresh at Taco Bell too.
Quality aside. Like I'll say, like Taco Bell to me, like whatever. You're never gonna have anything more than like maybe a 7, 6.5. You know, on out of 10 of quality of just like, this is so good. I'm so glad I ate this. 7 points, right? Now you wait for all the thing. I'm going to say the same for Chick-fil-A. Like it's a different flavor profile. I get you all that.
Yeah.
But I've never had a chicken sandwich and been like, this is the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my entire life. And I can't wait to wait in line every single day. No, it's been like, yes, that was food. I'm glad I ate it. I needed sustenance. Waffle fries are great. But it's not just like, holy shit, I got to eat this Chick-fil-A. If there's a Chick-fil-A and a Taco Bell next to each other, and I look at one, the line's like wrapped around the fucking thing, and there's those two poor souls standing out there being like, what the fuck do you want? Let me get out of your way. I can't say you're welcome. Then
Taco Bell's empty. Or if the line's out into the street.
Yeah, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, I don't know. That's my old man rant.
Today, well, and here's the thing about, like, I go to Chick-fil-A when I want a chicken sandwich. I have during lunch breaks. And, like, sometimes it's just like, yeah, no, I just want waffle fries, too. So I'll be like, I'll wait. Or I want to get a salad with it. But normally, if I drive past a Chick-fil-A and there is a line, I think, where's the nearest Wendy?
Right. Because like you can get a chicken sandwich at Wendy's, and Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich is actually pretty good in my opinion.
It's better.
Better? I haven't had one in years, but
it's just always better. The breading on the spicy chicken sandwiches, like all of their spicy breading is delicious. When they made the nuggets out of them, dude, I was like, fuck yes.
And this has been like years.
You're going nuts.
I was like, is it me or you? I can't tell. Strangely enough, the lettuce. The lettuce that they put on Wendy's is like the romaine, just straight down the middle. That adds so much. Where I don't even think Chick-fil-A does any kind of lettuce.
If you get their deluxe one, they do, and it's butter lettuce. Actually, better.
Yeah, fuck butter lettuce. Goddamn butter lettuce. Like it's just like
better.
Who want? Anyway,
you have to get the deluxe version of it, but they do have butter lettuce. All right.
Fuck that.
The time has ended. I don't know when it ended.
Okay.
It ended at some point.
We did it. We made it. We did good. If you enjoyed this, please go to ibeatitfirst.com where you can find out more about us and who we are. You can also see all of our different podcasts that we have, which are also just riddled with errors and problems all over the place, but it's fun. It's camp. You can check us out at ibeatitfirst.com or ibif.co, ibif.co, and you'll see our three different podcasts. This one, cutscene where we talk about anime and stuff like that, which we're still doing, and patch notes, which will, it's there. We might get more, we might not. Whatever. They're there. It's content. You're greedy.
It was made specifically so that people didn't have to filter through for inner devs.
Exactly.
That was the only reason it was created. And the dev interviews still got posted into the main I Beat It First line as well.
Which is fine. It's all there for fun. So check out our other stuff. You can email us, Jason at IBeatItFirst, Eric at IBeatItFirst.com. We would love to hear your opinions, what you think, all the good stuff like that, if you have any questions. And I think that's about it. So we're having fun. Yeah. We're back.
And we'll see you guys in 3 weeks. Keeping the original scheduled set, we'll be back in 3 weeks to talk more about tech. Maybe complain more about the Switch too. Who knows?
Probably.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Later on.
Oh, yeah.